relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
This episode of the America First podcast with me, Sebastian Gorka, is brought to you by Franklin Armory. Shop freedom, quality, and innovation at franklinarmory.com. Franklin Armory, we are facilitators of freedom. Welcome, dear friends. You are listening to the Manhood Hour with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka. We've got a very special guest for you today, somebody who understands why we are the greatest civilization the world has ever seen and the role of men and lots of toxic men in that civilization. He is Dr. Steve Turley. Steve, welcome back to America First.
Oh, it's great to be back with my favorite baritone. Thank you, Dr. Seb.
All right, we're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be serious, but we're going to have some fun to begin with before we get serious. I'm going to be very rude now. If you were a female at XX chromosomes, I would not be asking this question because I am a gentleman. How old are you, Steve? I think we're of a similar vintage. How old are you?
I'm 53.
Well, of course, you're the best vintage of all. I'm 52, 52 in 2 weeks' time, so almost brothers.
Wow.
I know. As a result, I think your childhood was probably shaped by similar influences as mine, and here's one of them that I enjoyed immensely.
Oh, it was nothing, really. But old Mr. Pietro, posing as a doorman, sure had us fooled for a while.
It was me that caused Charlie to go out of control. I don't think robots should work where children come to have fun.
Zoinks! That's Gray Fox!
The mastermind of an international smuggling ring.
We suspected Mr. Fong was the leader of an international smuggling ring.
We sure thank you, kids, for unraveling the smuggling mystery for us.
That is, of course, just a couple of clips of the unmasking of the mastermind, the criminal genius in one of the Scooby-Doo cartoons. Why do I mention that? Because I'm sure you watched Scooby-Doo as I did. You can say a good zoiks as I can. But now we have the news that one of the characters is a homosexual. Not the Onion. Not Babylon Bee, not satire. I bring this up because you are an expert on Western civilization. Isn't this another pathetic assault on our civilization, even if it's just a cartoon to turn Velma into some gay icon?
I always knew it was Velma. I knew it. Yeah. It is sad. It is sad. And I think that, you know, I'm just going to cut to the chase. I think people have had it, you know. I'm actually wearing my funny little truck Trudeau.
I love it.
Shirt
kill the Chiron for a second so we can see it. Go back to the single stage. Truck Trudeau. I need one of those t-shirts. So you think people have had enough, Steve?
They do. I just did a video. I did a video on the rise of Canadian populism with Pierre Poilievre and Maxime Bernier. And Trudeau's poll numbers are the lowest they've ever been. And there's been some fantastic articles coming out saying wokeism by its nature shatters society. It splits society apart into just total insanity. And it inevitably alienates at least half the country. And that's one of the explanations for the massive populist revolt we're seeing all over, either within a nation or like we see with Poland and Hungary, against woke forces outside the nation.
All right, so that was just a fun little clip to tee up our discussion. I've got some questions I need to ask you that I ask all of our Manhood Hour guests, whether it's Jack Carr, the author of Terminal List, whether it's one of the founding members of Delta Force. Number one, Is masculinity in the West in trouble, Steve?
It is, big time. So what we have to understand is we are living at a time where everything that our forefathers assumed to be true for literally thousands of years has been overturned. Our modern world just doesn't see the human person in the same way that our forefathers saw them. And I'm talking literally our founding fathers and their founding of a republic of virtue, but going down back to Christendom or going into ancient Indian civilization, or you name it, a Chinese civilization, Japanese. There was a sense that the human person represented a permanent. There was a permanent part of the human person. And that's because the human person participated in culture. And at the heart of culture is cult. And I'm not talking about people knocking on your doors trying to get you to worship a head of lettuce or anything. I'm talking about the Latin cultus, which meant worship. And culture historically always began in the fount of the eternal in some way, shape, or form. And so culture by its nature embodied the permanent things that defined our humanity, that defined what it meant to be truly human. And then gender roles were all a part of that. And in Western civilization, gender roles have been pretty astonishing because we fully recognize the inordinate strength and special role as head of family, as it were, of the man, and a, dare I say it, a subordinate role of the woman. She wasn't supposed to go fight the war. She wasn't supposed to go kill the giraffe. You name it, whatever it was. I don't know how giraffes just got into Western civilization there, but you get the point. But what we did is we were able to affirm that on the one hand at our best, we were able to affirm that, but also at the same time affirm the absolute equal essence of men and women. And we find that in the Christian theology of the Trinity, the Son, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Son subsumed himself, as it were, to the will of the Father, offered himself up as the sacrifice for the world in obedience to the Father. But he never, ever, in classical Trinitarian theology, he is never equated as being what we call ontologically subordinate. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are absolutely equal in their divinity. And that translated into chivalry, the medieval conception of chivalry, where we get our sense of manhood from.
Yeah, and the relationship between the sexes and the role of protector and so forth. Now you
protector,
are the,
yeah.
You are the perfect person to ask because you've done so much work on what Western civilization is. I'll just mention a couple of the texts you've written, New Nationalism. You've written The Return of Christendom, and you've written Beauty Matters. So let me cut to the chase. In that assault on manhood, which is a building block of our civilization, where has the most damage come from? There's so many likely, usual suspects to choose from. It could be the assault on marriage, the decline of the church, Hollywood, New Wave feminism. If you had to pick the most deleterious assault vector on manhood, which would you choose, Steve?
Oh, given both of our backgrounds, I'd have to go right to the university.
Yeah.
I have to go to the Frankfurt School, the university. We have to remember, because of the GI Bill, everybody was going to the universities after World War II. So the university just became this sort of cardiovascular system that just pumped out this insanity. And what happened in the university is there's some really good studies on this. We abandoned Western civilization, the liberal arts, as our unifying focal point, and then we left a vacuum of values, and the vacuum of values got filled with cultural Marxism when all said and done. And then that cultural Marxism has spilled out into all the professions, into the media, into our politics, into art and entertainment, you name it. And everyone now is breathing it in like some toxic filth.
Yeah, one of the best texts, short texts on that topic is Victor Davis Hanson's "Who Killed Homer?"
Strongly, absolutely.
Strongly recommend it to all of our viewers and listeners. Also, Andrew Breitbart's book "Righteous Indignation," Chapter 6, is a life-changing chapter. It maps out the Frankfurt School and everything else. We're talking to Dr. Steve Turley. Subscribe to him on YouTube. He is within a smidge of 1 million subscribers. That's Dr. Steve Turley on YouTube. If you enjoy our show, don't forget, all the one-on-ones, the Manhood Hour, are available on Spotify. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka. It's absolutely free. Please write us a 5-star review, share the links with your friends, and never miss a millisecond. Likewise, if you believe in America First, if you believe in toxic masculinity, check out all the America First gear at our website, sebgorkastore.com. The latest is the MAGA America First Challenge coin with President Trump, with my catchphrase, Stay Frosty. You can get your Stay Frosty patches as well, America First, and so much more. Go to sebgorkastore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A store.com.
What's going on?
I'm on the phone with the VA hotline.
Okay.
For suicide.
All right. Hey. I got you, man, all right? What branch you in?
Army.
All right, hey, my name's Kyle. All right, we'll help you out, all right, bud? I'm here with you, all right? I'm going to start an ambulance over here to us, okay? All right, bud? Hey, no, hey.
An amazing video. We played the full video last week. That's a Army veteran on the side of the road in his pickup truck on the suicide hotline with the Veterans Administration. Police officer pulls up and just walks the ledge. 22 veterans a day are taking their lives at their own hands. More than 7,000 have committed suicide since 9/11. That's 3 times as many were killed in action in Afghanistan and Iraq. It's just wrong. How do we stop it? How do we get that number from 22 as close to zero as possible? We support incredible organizations like Mighty Oaks, founded by combat veterans. They help those with suicidal thoughts beat those demons they brought home from the battlefield. They have 6 ranches across America where combat veterans with their families, also some active service duty members, can go to get Christian-based, faith-based counseling, a little bit of peace and tranquility, and deal with those dragons. Please support them. Every trip costs $2,500. The veterans don't pay a penny, nothing, for food, accommodation, travel. We do. You do, the supporters. They've given everything for us. They've stood on the wall to defend us. Please support the Mighty Oaks Foundation. Go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Restore Our Warriors banner. We owe it to them. This is the least we can do. Please donate today. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. And at the very top, just click on the Restore Our Warriors banner. All right, Steve, I'm working through the questions I have to ask you because this is the Manhood Hour. You said the university is the locus of the assault. It is the epicenter of the assault on masculinity. Let's start with your definition. What does it mean to be a man? Put it into the context of Western civilization. We've mentioned one thing, chivalry, the role of the protector. What are the various modes, the modalities, the characteristics of the man that the left wish to destroy?
One of my favorite ways of thinking of manhood is going back to the classical word virtue. Virtue actually means vir, or comes from the Latin vir, which means manhood.
Yeah.
To be a virtuous person is to be a true man. And what was a virtuous person? Well, back in the day, a virtuous person is one who has attained a balance in the 3 aspects of their soul. The ancients thought of the soul in terms of a logos, the intellectual part of the soul, a pathos, which was kind of the emotional and appetitive nature of the soul. But we all know the appetites can take over the mind. We know the mind can rationalize anything if you're attracted enough to it. So what you had to do is you had to try to get your appetites and your mind in sync with each other. And you knew that happened by virtue of what they called your ethos. And that's the way you live. By your fruits, you shall know them. And for every single man, you were expected to develop 4 virtues out of that balance: wisdom, moderation, justice, and courage. It didn't matter who you are. You could have been a king or a pauper. It didn't matter. A true man needed to develop wisdom, which was a sense of understanding all the parts in the world as how they relate to the whole, kind of a cosmic conception of life. You had to apply that to yourself. That's moderation. You had to apply that part to the whole to society. That's justice. But, and this was what I think made the ancients so perceptive, the most important of all virtues was courage, because without courage, you didn't have the fortitude to fight for and defend the other three. And that, I would argue, is really the defining nature of a man. A man is one who's not afraid. A man is one who does what is right, even when he's afraid. And we are, when we stand up and we defend what is true, good, and beautiful, we are fully fulfilling, I believe, our masculine call.
It has been said that it is the last one. It is the virtue of courage that makes all the others possible. Are you disturbed by what we've seen in terms of a lack of courage in the last 2 years under the conditions of COVID?
Oh, my, yeah. Wow. That's a great, yeah, that's a great question. Well, I mean, go back to Alexander Solzhenitsyn in 78, the Harvard address,
yes.
The world split apart. I had my students read that every year, and his very first critique of the West, you know, everybody thought he was going to be critiquing the Soviet Union as a Soviet dissident, but he offered an equally scathing critique of the West in saying that the very first thing he noticed upon coming to was the disappearance of courage. Courage had died. The West, and so this is what? This is the Carter years, approaching stagflation and the light. That period of the West was marked, he believed, by an absence, a lacuna of men who are willing to stand up for what is true, good, and beautiful. Can you imagine what he'd be saying today, for heaven's sake? So absolutely, we've lost, and wokeism is an excellent time to recover it, because wokeism operates obviously through intimidation and the threat of cancel culture, a kind of excommunication in many respects. And what's really pretty cool now is we're finding more and more men getting it and saying, you know what, we don't buy it. And they recognize they don't argue. It's not like you have to be fluent in the laws of logic to deal with somebody of the woke persuasion. They get triggered the moment you say, you know, true manhood. The moment you define what a woman is, they get triggered, and then the threats come, and they get absurd. Jordan Peterson said it best. We're living at a time right now where Western society is made up of two sides. One side, the traditionalist side, certainly can be wrong. We can be wrong in all kinds of ways. I'm sure I don't see everything perfectly, whatever. That's one side. And we all know that. Then the other side, they're definitely wrong. And they're definitely wrong because they've gone insane. They've gone nuts. They are celebrating the first black woman to ever get on the Supreme Court. At the same time, they're all instructing us, you cannot know what a woman is.
Yeah,
that's insane.
I'm so glad. I was trying to rack my brain for who is courageous today. Can we think of examples outside of President Trump? And you mentioned one. I mean, Jordan Peterson is a definite example of what courage looks like. So we're talking to Steve Turley. This is America First, the Manhood Hour. Things are going to get worse before they get better. We've got 2 more years of a lack of courage in the administration. Next time it won't be baby formula. As a protector and as a provider, you have to have a plan B. What happens when all the shelves are empty? Do what I've done. I've gone with my Patriot Supply, the biggest in America, the best in America, the best supplier of emergency rations. Right now, you can get an inflation-beating $250 off their 3-month supply if you go to my link, preparewithgorka.com. Never be the father, never be the husband, the grandfather who says to his family, sorry, there's nothing to eat tonight. The food stays fresh for 25 years and it's delicious. Get $250 off a 3-month supply at preparewithgorka.com. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, my buddy, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to my listeners. The Percal bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're on sale. For example, the queen size is regularly $89.98, but now for you, just $39.98 with your listener promo. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percal sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. It's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-829-8468, promo code Gorka, or just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and plug in G-O-R-K-A. That's 1-800-829-8468 or MyPillow.com, code Gorka. And don't forget, so here's a question, one of my favorite questions to all of our Manhood Hour guests. I've asked this of Jack Carr, General Boykin. Now it comes to you. What have been the influences on your understanding of what it means to be a man? We've had father, grandfather, fictional figures in books. Jack Carr, he said, you know, the adventure novels he read were seminal. We've had a football coach for Pastor John Amanchukwu. For Dr. Steve Turley, who was the special role model for you?
Oh, boy, that's a great question. And a heartwarming one for me, too, because I lost my dad when I was 11.
Oh.
So that was a terrible age to lose your father. Up until that point, absolutely him. And my paternal grandfather as well, his father, who survived past him, obviously. Very, very influential. And so it's interesting you ask that, because in many ways, my life has always been in search of a father figure since. So I was a musician. I studied classical guitar and the like. And I ended up getting into heavy metal bands. And I think one of the reasons why I got in a heavy metal band, they were all older. They were all like 4 or 5 years older than I was. I was 14. I was playing with a bunch of 18-year-olds because it was pretty good on lead guitar. But I found that I had a kind of brotherhood of semi-men around me and masculine guys, because back in the day, heavy metal was
not a lot of blue hair in the heavy metal bands, right?
no, they especially in the 80s, they were men, and the vast majority of the fans were men, and then it got all commercialized, it all fell apart, but yeah, you got it. And then when I started taking classical guitar seriously, my teacher, Manuel Barueco, one of the great classical guitarists in the world, teaches at Peabody Conservatory of Music at Johns Hopkins, studied with him for 8.5 years. And he really took me under his wing. He wasn't just my teacher. He was my friend and very much a mentor to me. And since then, it's been a lot of just, you know, I've always found G.K. Chesterton to be somebody who...
quoted by Georgia Maloney at CPAC.
Georgia Maloney, Yeah, you got it. And she does it. I was in Verona when seeing her, and she quoted it in the Italian. It was interesting listening to G.K. Chesterton in Italian. But he just had this wonderful way of expressing things in an astonishingly chivalrous sense and in a whimsical sense, and always made you just sit back and go, wow, now I see reality. He's been referred to as the apostle of common sense. And so he helped to train, I think, my logos very well, my mind, C.S. Lewis as well, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, talk about courage. And I think, and then just the great saints of old of the church. I'm very Orthodox Christian, so I'm very up on the saints of old, and they embody and exemplify what true virtue looks like, and they remind us that we never ever have to fear the one who can kill the body but can't touch the soul.
That's right. You have to be in fear of God but in fear of no man. The Twitter account is Dr. Turley Talks, the YouTube account. And you've got to subscribe today. I know there are a bunch of fascists on YouTube, but let's get Steve to a million followers right now. It's Steve Turley, and the books are New Nationalism, Return of Christendom, and Beauty Matters. You're listening to America First, the Manhood Hour, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating 500,000 Americans right now, including me. But it's not just me. It's people like Reggie from Florida. This is Reggie's story. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Incredible words. Find out for yourself. There's only one way, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. It costs just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. What have you got? What can you get for less than a dollar a day? Nothing, except potentially liberated from your pain. What have you got to lose except from the pain? Call 800-500-8384 or just go to ReliefFactor.com. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. I'm within 5 pounds, 5 pounds of my target weight. I've already lost 40 pounds thanks to Dr. Ashley Lucas and her amazing team at PhD Weight Loss. If I can do it, anybody can do it. Look at that. That was a waistcoat. That was a vest that was tailor-made for me 2 years ago. It fits a walrus. I had to have it taken in. I've gone up 4 notches on my belt. First diet that worked for me. No salary counting. Just a system that lets your body burn the fat. Find out today. If I can do it, so can you. Call 864-644-1900. MyPhDWeightLoss.com. That's 864-644-1900. MyPhDWeightLoss.com. Part of being a man is speaking the truth and speaking the truth publicly, as well as behind closed doors with your friends, but publicly. As far as I'm concerned, the most important speech given by my former boss, and yes, I had a hand in shaping it. I'm not the speechwriter, but Steve Bannon and I shaped the context of the speech, is the one he gave in Warsaw at the site of the Warsaw Uprising. And this is the most important line from that speech, and it ties directly into our discussion of manhood and man's role in Western civilization.
We have to remember that our defense is not just a commitment of money. It is a commitment of will. Because as the Polish experience reminds us, the defense of the West ultimately rests not only on means, but also on the will of its people to prevail and be successful and get what you have to have. The fundamental question of our time is whether the West has the will to survive. Do we have the confidence in our values to defend them at any cost? Do we have enough respect for our citizens to protect our borders? Do we have the desire and the courage to preserve our civilization in the face of those who would subvert and destroy it?
That's the only question, whether we have the will to defend our civilization from those who wish to destroy it. Dr. Turley, Steve, when it comes to standing up, to having that will, when it comes to the next generation, what is it that we as grown men have to impart to the next generation, to our sons, our nephews, our mentees? What are the most important things we can share with them so that we don't lose our civilization?
What a beautiful question. What comes to my mind is the ancient old sense that we did not choose this time chose us.
Yeah.
We did not choose this time. God in all of his providence decided at this moment he wanted us here. We were the ones he chose to face this battle. And that's what we say to our particularly our boys. We look at them in the eye and said, You didn't choose me. You didn't choose your mom. You didn't choose your parent. That's the unity of the family. The family is the really the principal institution where we learn. And that's why, by the way, liberals want to destroy it. But it's the principal institution where we learn that we are obligated to people and places and civilizations and inheritances and beliefs that we did not choose for ourselves, but that chose us, and therefore have a right to shape our choices. And there's a sense of gratitude and obligation to that. If we live in a very ungrateful time. This is the heart of resentment politics. This is the heart of wokeism. There isn't a shred of gratitude to that. Douglas Murray was just writing about this. I was reading on the plane his book, The War on the West, and he contrasted those two dispositions, one of resentment and hate and jealousy, and the one of gratitude. And that's what Christmas is about. That's what Easter is all about. That's what Thanksgiving, that's what all our cultures, customs, and traditions are ultimately about, the awakening of gratitude, the awakening of thanks. And when we have that disposition, it becomes very easy to stand up and defend.
But it sounds to me, and I really, you know, a man with your training, your background, your PhD and your expertise in philosophy and history, I do not want to put words into your mouth. But it sounds to me as if you're talking about something more than gratitude. You're talking about the duty that results from and is connected to gratitude. Is that fair?
Right. Absolutely. Because I think the gratitude naturally wells up into that. When I'm grateful for something, I protect it.
Yes.
It's something worthy of my giving of myself. Gratitude is a recognition that something has been given to me that awakens a comparable disposition that I can give of myself to it. And when we've lost, again, wokeism, and this is where that whole Frankfurt School, they wanted to destroy all of that. They want to get rid of all of that. I forget who it was. One of I was interviewing Olavo de Carvalho, the great Brazilian philosopher, God rest his soul, just passed away. And I remember him, he was an expert on the Frankfurt School. And I remember him telling me there was one of them, I can't remember, who used to tell his students, he said his goal was to teach his students to sexually amuse themselves rather than pray. He didn't want them praying. He wanted them sexually amusing themselves. That's got to be
Marcuse. That's got to be Marcuse.
It's got to be Marcuse. Yeah, Herbert. Herbert, yep, yeah, absolutely.
It's got to be Marcuse. Yeah. I just wrote something down, and I'm going to give you credit, but this is why we have these discussions, for these gems. Listen to what Dr. Turley just said. Listen to what Steve just said. When I'm grateful for something, I protect it. That is crucial to what's happening to our civilization. If you are grateful for something, you have a duty, you have an obligation to protect it, not to watch as it is being destroyed. Follow this man on YouTube, Dr. Steve Turley. Follow him on Twitter. Read his books. Start with The Return of Christendom and then move on to Beauty Matters and then the New Nationalism. If you want to know what the left's real plan for your children is, just look at the reaction to the work of Patriot Mobile in the multiple school districts in Texas where they supported real conservative candidates. The left is losing their collective mind. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative cell phone company and a force for conservative values that you share. This is because they take a portion of your bill and fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, the Second Amendment, and they are winning. Patriot Mobile has affordable plans for you, your family, and even your business. They offer the same nationwide coverage as the major carriers because they use multiple major networks. Plus, you're supporting conservative values with every call you make and every text you send. Switch today. You can keep your old number. Go to patriotmobile.com/Gorka or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code G-O-R-K-A. Special extra discounts for veterans and first responders. Join the movement. Make the switch today. and make a difference tomorrow. Stop funding those who hate the values that you love. Join the guys who love America as much as you do. Their U.S.-based customer support team is the best in the business. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. Code Gorka. Or just go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. All right, here's the $64,000 question. Sorry, I do not have a prize to give you if you provide the right answer, although there is no right answer. Well, there is. If you're an American, there is a right answer. Dr. Steve Turley, are you an optimist or you are a pessimist about the future of manhood in America?
Oh, I'm an absolute optimist.
Nice.
And it's hard. I do. I get it. We both do. I know we both share the same opinion. Absolute optimist. They can't win in the end. There's a built-in futility to this wokeism, to this secular insanity we're living in. Yes, it's a dark, dreary winter, as C.S. Lewis described Narnia under the White Witch. It was always winter, but never Christmas. Yeah, and no gratitude, in other words. No, absolutely, it's hard, but it is going to fall. It can't sustain itself. It's gone insane, and insanity is simply the precursor to its own demise. Now, how much destruction they end up doing in the process? That's a legit question. We're very, very upsetting to see all the kinds of destruction that we're seeing. But in the end, you know, we've built from ashes before, and oftentimes that's when we see some of the most noble civilizations rise. The great news is right now we're in a demographic revolution. We've talked about this before. Eric Kaufman at the University of London has documented it in his 2013 study, where when all is said and done, conservative religious, particularly conservative Christians in the West, are having lots of children, and secular liberals have stopped. They've basically stopped having kids, and COVID made it even worse.
It reminds me of that incredible, it was a Monty Python, but it was actually the BBC interviewing a female archbishop of the Church of England, saying, Bishop, there's a problem in the Church of England because your parishioners aren't having babies. And this woman actually with a straight face looks into the camera and says, oh, it's not a problem because we find that intelligent people have less babies. Yeah, that's how dumb you are, that your faith is going to die out and you're going to be saying, well, but our IQs are higher. All right, that was far too much fun. As I say on my show with regularity, we will win. Why? Because the other side's fuel is hatred. Hatred eventually destroys that which carries it. Our fuel is love. Love of family, love of God, and love of our nation. God bless you, Steve Turley. Read his books, follow him, and subscribe to him now on YouTube. As ever, it's Friday, which means we must end our show, The Manhood Hour, with my former boss and hopefully the 47th president of the United States, President Donald J. President Donald Jonathan Trump.
And we will not break. We will not yield. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never back down. We will never, ever surrender. My fellow Americans, our movement is far from over. In fact, our fight has only just begun.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream.
Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people...
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
There's a group mob. It's like liberal Nazis that will go up and attack you.
Liberal Nazis. I'm always on the search for the best label for the enemy that we face domestically, and it is an enemy. We have a caller who calls it the Demoncrats, but liberal, fascist, liberal Nazis from Kanye's interview with Tucker Carlson is a good contender. The left are clearly not amused because they're not reacting well to that interview. We have some amazing cuts, but first I need to analyze who this person is, because guess what? This may be, oh, by the way, happy Friday. It is Friday, right, Eric? It is Friday. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you. Happy Friday. It's Second Amendment Friday. We're going to do things a little bit differently because we've got a special in-studio guest in the second hour. So this is going to be Second Amendment Friday in the first hour. So if you enjoy Second Amendment Friday, don't forget Car Firearms is our sponsor. Car Firearms is fighting for America, and Car's executives stand by America First and are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand for our liberty. And so you should be supporting Car Firearms. I carry a 9mm Car. Check out their amazing line of U.S.-made weapons at KAHR.com. They also own the iconic line of Desert Eagle weapons and auto ordnance in their 1911s and Thompsons. So go to KAHR.com, and we will have the CEO of Car Firearms with us in this hour. But first, Kanye West, that blockbuster interview by Tucker Carlson on Fox. It may shock you, I know. Sit down, ladies and gentlemen. I do not listen to rap music. I know nothing about rap music, less than nothing. Allegedly, Kanye is a rap artiste, a rather rich and successful one. And apparently there's somebody on our team who knows of his music. Alex, are you there?
I'm here.
So tell me, give me the potted history. Who is Kanye West? What kind of music does he, quote unquote, sing?
You know, I learned from the very beginning of Kanye, you can't put him in the box. You can't give him any definitions. He's a rapper. He's an artist. He's a filmmaker.
He's a phenomena, right?
He's everything. He's a Renaissance man.
All right. You gave a special adjective. What kind of rap is it?
I said industrial rap.
What does that mean? Is it like heavy, or what does that mean?
It's experimental. Yeezus was an experimental rap album.
Huh.
I'd say it's one of his best.
And you like it? You like Kanye?
I do. I'm a Kanye fan.
Interesting. And what is he for you? Because for me, he's a little kind of left field.
That's tough. He makes you believe in yourself.
Ooh, that's interesting. Yes. That's interesting. I like that.
He's what you want to listen to on the way to work to get pumped up.
All right. So, Jeff, Kanye, is this interview a big deal?
Oh, yeah, it absolutely is, especially with the stuff that he's saying and the fact that he knows what's going to happen, that they're going to come after him. He doesn't care at all, so he's going to keep saying it. That's the best part.
And what do you think of him? Is he a little bit weird for you?
Oh, yeah, he's definitely a little bit weird, but he seemed pretty normal last night in that interview.
Yeah, he was. When my wife watched it and said that was a good interview, then I think he probably behaved himself. We'll talk about it much, much more on the show. But first, we have to go to our very special guest. It is from the Mighty Oaks Foundation, the CEO, Jeremy Stalnecker. Jeremy, welcome to America First.
Welcome. Great to be with you.
All right. So we've been talking every day, every hour about Mighty Oaks, because this number of 22 veterans taking their lives every day is just, it's 22 too many. You are doing the Lord's work, literally. I know you're a pastor as well, along with our good friend Chad Robichaud. Will you tell us the genesis of Mighty Oaks and how it is that you help our veterans?
So Mighty Oaks was born out of need. Chad has told his story, and you and I and Chad have certainly talked about it before. But Chad came home broken, and a man poured into his life, helped him understand how he could begin to move forward again. And Chad would tell the story, and he'd say, I felt like I had found a cure to cancer, and I needed to tell the rest of the world about it. So he began reaching out to veterans. We met as he was getting Mighty Oaks started, and just started to reach out to the people that we knew. And literally, it was, we know broken people that we served with in Iraq and Afghanistan, in the military, both having served as Marines. And we know they need help, and we've got the answer, and we can help them. And from those humble beginnings 11 years ago, we've seen more than 4,000 men and women come through our program and find hope and help and healing. And many of them, I would say most of them, after trying just about everything else, they've come through every other program. They've dealt with the clinical side and therapeutic side, and those can be helpful. But they've done all of that. They've come to the end of the road and said, there's nothing left. If this doesn't work, then I'm done. And they find themselves with us, and we've been very blessed to be able to speak truth from our own experience and the experience of the other instructors and folks that have been able to help them. And that number you gave, 22 a day, we know on the active duty side, just over four active duty service members a day taking their lives. It's unbelievable. And then with the pandemic and the shutdowns and everything else that's been happening.
It increased, right? The number increased. All right, so talk to us about what the donations to Mighty Oaks does. So you have this series. You have 506 ranches. They go there, the veterans, some active service duty members and their families. How do you support them? What happens at a Mighty Oaks facility?
Right. When a man or woman comes to one of our programs, they spend 5 days with us. And during that 5 days, other men and women who have experienced many of the same things will talk to them from their own experience. We talk about what trauma is, what it's not, and more importantly, how to begin moving forward in spite of that. The fact that you have a created purpose and things have happened, but those things don't need to have a hold on you anymore, and you can continue to move forward in a meaningful way. And we spend 5 days literally 24 hours a day drilling down on that. And then after that 5 days, we support the individual, the family, and we'll spend years with folks helping them continue to move forward.
And what kind of testimonies have you had, Jeremy, of people saying, you helped me. I was going to go to that dark place. I was having suicidal ideation, but you brought me back. What kind of amazing testimonies do you have?
Dr. Gorka, we have literally had people, and again, I know you've had this conversation with us before, but we've had people literally show up on Monday and say, hey, my testimony is this. If this thing doesn't work, then I'm going to go home Saturday and take my life.
Wow.
And that story always ends with a Friday where they come to us and say, I'm so thankful I was here. I'm going to go back and make those changes, build my family, restore broken relationships, and continue to move forward.
If you had, so let's talk about how people can help our veterans. This is on our website. It's at the top. Yep. There's a photograph of me and Chad. It says Restore Our Warriors. It's a tax deductible donation. It's the easiest thing. SebGorka.com. That's SebGorka.com. And it just says Restore Our Warriors, who've done so much for us. This is an easy way to give back to them. If you could only say one thing to our listeners across the nation right now, what is that one thing that you would tell them, Jeremy, in terms of why the support of your mission is such a good thing?
There are a lot of very hopeless people who have served us, who have preserved the freedoms that we enjoy. And everyone says, I wish I knew what to do. One of the things you can do to restore hope and direction and purpose to the men and women who have served us is to support organizations like the Mighty Oaks Foundation.
Wow. I think there's proof why this man is a pastor. I think he nailed it in one sentence. There are many people who are helpless, who have preserved our collective freedom. That's all you need. That's the formula. They're hopeless and they've preserved our freedom. We now need to help them. God bless you, Pastor Jeremy Stalnecker. He is the CEO, co-founder of the Mighty Oaks Foundation. Please go to our website right now. Give as much as you can. The veterans, the active duty service members pay not a penny for this faith-based support. Please go to SebGorka.com. That's SebGorka. I'm donating. So should you. Restore Our Warriors. God bless. This is America First on the Salem News Channel across the nation. If you enjoy the show, don't forget to subscribe. Go to Spotify. If I plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First, it's absolutely free. Leave us a 5-star review and share the links with our friends, your family members, because we have a republic to save. And don't forget all the America First gear at SebGorkaStore.com. Do you have an America First challenge coin? You got to prove you're part of America first. It's got the president. It's got my catchphrase, Stay Frosty, Dr. G's MAGA team. Go to SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorkaStore.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.